Okay. So, Dusty, your background is in marine biology, is that
yes,
right? You're kind
that's
of a marine
correct.
Biologist.
Mm-hmm.
You've mentioned before yesterday we were at the aquarium. You mentioned that you've done work with sea turtles and helping sea turtles. Can you tell me what you were doing there?
Yeah, well, when I was in university, during the first two summers of my university, I would go to Greece and I worked at a sea turtle rehabilitation center.
Wow.
And basically, I kind of worked like a sea turtle nurse.
Wow.
So I would help give injections to turtles that were sick and help sew up wounds and basically just do first aid for sea turtles.
Were you wearing like a cute little nurse's outfit?
All the time, actually.
Excellent.
I found that
Excellent.
Helped a lot.
What kind of what kind of care do sea turtles require?
Well, basically, what happens is when a sea turtle gets sick,
uh-huh.
their defense mechanism is that they just float.
Oh,
you know, they're
okay.
not fish; they can't breathe water.
Right.
So for them, it's better to be on the surface.
Okay.
And sometimes kind fishermen find them, or people on the beach find them, and they bring them to us.
Right.
And the first thing we do is we give them a fresh water bath because
oh.
you know sea turtles live in salt water, so
right.
all their parasites are things that are used to being in salt water. So you
right.
give them the fresh water that kills most of them.
Oh.
We'd
wow.
get some of the barnacles, clean up their shells a bit, and try and see what the injury was. After that, we'd put them usually on and give them vitamin injections
wow.
to kind of get their systems up a bit. And we would take them to a professional vet if they were really badly injured. You know, the most common things we found were fish hooks stuck in throats.
Wow.
Or sometimes they'd swallow things. Sea turtles will eat anything.
Really?
The amount of cigarette butts you'll find coming out of one sea turtle is incredible. You'd think they were chain smokers.
Holy smoke.
Yeah.
Holy smoke is right, I guess. What was the worst sea turtle kind of situation that you found? I mean,
Well, you know, it's a bit, one of the things apparently in Greece, and I don't know if it still goes on, this was mm-hmm. almost 10 years ago.
Right.
But apparently it's bad luck to catch a sea turtle in your nets. And so they try to kill the turtles. Not all fishermen, but many fishermen would try to injure the turtles. But it's really hard to kill one. And they only use what they had on the boat, which meant their boots or their fish hooks or their knives or whatnot.
Ouch.
And they're tough creatures. So we had one turtle came in whose head had just been split open.
Oh.
You know, it looked like someone had opened the book. Wrong way, and you could see its skull and even a section of its brain, and they'd gouged out, I think, one of its eyes. It was not in a good shape. And the kind of sad thing is that, you know, the best thing to do would be to euthanize the turtle, but
right.
we're not allowed to do that because they're
really?
Threatened or endangered species, so you have to get permission from the government first to do it, and they have to, yeah.
Wow, sounds like a process. I'm assuming that the turtle didn't make it out too well.
No,
yeah,
that turtle was set down. And it's a bit of a hard choice. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah, I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Any happy turtle stories?
We have lots of happy turtle stories, too. So a lot of times we'll get turtles that come in with a flipper that's missing.
Okay.
And that's actually not a big deal.
Really?
Yeah. They can survive with missing a flipper. Or
really?
Sometimes even two flippers, depending on which ones.
Really?
So it's kind of nice to rehabilitate them and see them go from an animal that's not eating and is very weak within just a few months being much stronger and ready to swim off.
Can you give them like a peg flipper or something? Or is that
actually,
like
there are some scientists looking to do that. And
really?
Like,
really?
Yeah, in Japan, there are scientists now who are working on making fake limbs for sea turtles. And that's one of the possibilities.
Fascinating stuff.
Then,
wow.
Yeah, one of the islands, the veterinarians there were using actual bird wings, like the bones inside the wing,
really?
To help rebuild the sea turtle
wow.
shells.
Wow.
Sea turtle shells will grow back as well if they're injured. We had one turtle that was missing about 15% of its shell from
wow.
the back down. And we just watched in less than 2 months, a good chunk of that had grown back, actually. It was really surprising.
How did it lose its shell?
Probably a propeller. You know, sea turtles aren't there. They're not very fast, and they're not very smart.
Right.
And they tend to get hit by boats a lot as well. So you'll see these big gashes in their shells sometimes where they've
okay.
been hit.
So you won't see too many sea turtle mathematicians?
No.
Gotcha.
Well, sea turtle politicians, perhaps, but
I've seen plenty of those, yes.